Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka, your community radio station. And what you're hearing is a performance of the Cambini Duo for flute and viola being performed by flutist Amy Taylor and Christian Kohlberg on the viola at yesterday's Sitka Chamber of Commerce meeting. And they're in the studio with me and Kayla Betcher from the Sitka Summer Music Festival. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Hi. And so it's so wonderful to have you here in the studio this morning. You performed yesterday. You'll be performing today at 12:15 for Box Lunch. Then again on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you have kind of a full weekend ahead of you, don't you?
We're busy.
And you are both with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra during the year, correct?
That's correct. I'm principal violist and Amy is second flutist.
Mm-hmm. And you actually met there, right? You're a couple, so
yeah. Well, we're both a little OCD about getting early to places, and mm-hmm. so we would always find ourselves sitting backstage on these benches by ourselves with nobody around us. And after a while, she finally had the nerve to just say hi. We were just looking at each other for all that time, and it became a running joke in the symphony, because even our outgoing president, Trey Devi, who's off to be the president of Interlaken, everywhere we went, any run out, any tour, if we were in Paris, London, whatever, he always made a point to come up to us and says, listen, we're bringing the bench. We're packed the bench. Wherever you are, we're going to bring a bench so the two of you can sit there and just talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it became this running joke in the symphony.
That was our place. So
that's right.
And so you met 4 years ago at the symphony?
Right. Something like
and
that.
And you've been with the Cincinnati Symphony for 7 years?
7 years,
and
yes.
You've been there for five years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you came to Sitka 2 summers ago, correct? 1 summer ago. You came last summer.
Last summer.
I came last
right.
summer.
Yes, that's right. And you came with him, but you didn't play.
Right. I just came and enjoyed this beautiful place and hiked and saw everything I could see. So I fell in love.
And how did you end up here last summer? What was that connection?
Well, Zool, as you know, has this Grammy mm-hmm. performance. And he was, at the time, in Cincinnati, rehearsing with the conductor who was coincidentally conducting the Cincinnati Symphony. And so I'm walking down the hallway and I see Zool, somebody I went to college with and was friends with. We hadn't talked in more years than I'd like to admit. And I said, what are you doing here? And he explained to me this project. And he explained to me that he runs this Sitka festival, et cetera, et cetera. And I think my first words were, when am I coming? You know. And so he booked me the next summer.
So you came last summer and you played the viola. And this summer you're actually doing a little bit of both, the viola and the violin. And it sounds like you actually originally played the violin.
I was a violinist all my life since I was five. I went to school for violin, never touched the viola, just graduated 3 diplomas in mm-hmm. all violin. And then I graduated college and I said, you know what? I need money. You know, I can't just live in the dorms forever.
Uh-huh.
And a friend of mine came up and said, listen, there's a viola audition for Baltimore Symphony. And I said, well, I don't care. You know, I borrowed a viola. I learned the rep. I learned how to read the clef. It took me a few weeks. And I took the audition and I won. And so from that moment on, I was a violist.
And let me see. So you're playing on Friday night at Centennial Hall. What's the repertoire like on Friday night? What are you playing that evening?
I'll be playing a piece by Amy Beach.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually, this would be her 150th birthday this year. So I'm playing a trio for flute, cello, and piano. And he's playing her viola sonata.
Which was originally for a violin, ironic.
So it works.
And then Saturday, you're also playing a second concert at Centennial Hall. And what is that night's, what's on the schedule for that night? Yeah.
For Saturday night, I think it's the Mozart D mm-hmm. Major.
Mozart Flute Quartet in D major.
And Kayla, you said something special is going on that night, something new-ish. Meet the Artist, is that on Saturday night as
well? Yeah, there's two pretty special things on Saturday night's concert mm-hmm. in addition to the Mozart Flute Quartet, and there's also the Schubert String Trio on the first half of the program. But the second half of Saturday night's program is Zuhl performing his Grammy Award-winning piece, Tales of Hemingway by Michael Dougherty. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be a special showcase on that whole experience for him, including the award he brought the actual award to Sitka, and that'll be on display on Saturday night. The other fun thing about Saturday night is that we're doing a Meet the Artist with local artist Kara Murray, who was the designer of our imagery for the festival. So if you've seen the posters around town or the program covers or, you know, any of the promotional materials, it's got this beautiful, rendition of the Russian Orthodox Church with, you know, beams of musical notes coming out of it, and one of Kara's signature birds. That, you know, because we're highlighting Russian and American composers this season, we kind of wanted a key image that also reflected that. And it was really fun to work with Kara to come up with that. It has some hints of some traditional Russian, you know, lines and, you know, imagery along with her own, you know, her own additions to it. So the original paper cut is displayed in Centennial Hall, and she'll be there Saturday night. So she'll be a part of the pre-concert interview and with Susan, and she'll be around for folks to meet her. So that's Saturday night.
I've seen her murals all over town.
Yeah, she's really great. Murals. Yeah.
And then on Sunday at 6, you'll be performing on an Allen Marine cruise that leaves from Crescent Harbor at 6 p.m. And can you tell us a little bit more about that cruise?
The cruise is a 3-hour cruise donated by Allen Marine. It's a really wonderful event. We head out about, you know, an hour or so, and then the captain finds a really quiet bay to just kind of float in, minimize as much boat noise as we can while the performers perform.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be playing the Haydn London trios, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Which will be, phenomenal. And Ludwig, we have a full dinner catered by Ludwig's with local fish donated by Sitka Sound Seafoods. And then we just kind of hope to see some wildlife out and about as well. But it's a really, really fun annual event. And tickets for all of these, for the concerts and for the cruise, are all on sale at Old Harbor Books or through our website, sitkamusicfestival.org.
Well, I'll keep my fingers crossed that you see some wildlife. We were on the Raven Radio cruise last weekend and got to see some whales breach and everything Allen Marine cruise. Mm-hmm. So hopefully you'll get the same wonderful experience, but I'm sure it will be even better with the incredible music. And then today you're also playing at 12:15 for Box Lunch. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, first we're playing for a group of people who are coming from the boat at where we're staying.
Stevenson. Mm-hmm.
At the Stevenson mm-hmm. Hall. And then we're going to go straight from that to the Box Lunch. And I think we're playing, is it the London trios?
No, we're playing the two Haydn divertissements.
There we go.
Again, that's flute, violin, and cello. And then we're playing, I believe, two Mozart flute quartets.
All right.
So I'm glad somebody knows what they're doing.
That's why I'm around.
And that's at Allen Hall today at 12:15. So you can bring your lunch and come listen to some incredible, incredible music at 12:15 today at Allen Hall. Is there anything else, you know, you'd like to add? Well, are you going to get to spend any time just enjoying Sitka out in the wild?
I'm really hoping to go fishing, because last year that's the one thing we didn't get a chance to do. So I'm hoping for that.
Yeah, I'm just looking around going, I'm trying to decide which mountain I'm going to claim. but the thing about Sitka is, I mean, it's fantastic, really, what Zuhl has done. I mean, at least for us as performers, we not only get to play with some of the greatest musicians out there, but we also get to make great music with really good friends, mm-hmm. which is sort of a best of both worlds kind of thing. And then on top of that, you at this incredible place, which we got here and I turned to Amy and I said, you know what? I've been fantasizing and dreaming about this place since last year. And you finally get out of the plane and your memories actually don't even do it justice. Mm-hmm. You know, your own memories fail you. You have to be here and experience it, and it's just incredible.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I've been speaking to Amy Taylor and Christian Kohlberg and Kayla Betcher of the Sitka Summer Music Festival. They are going to perform on, Amy and Christian are going to perform on Friday night at 7:30 at Centennial Hall, Saturday, 7:30 at Centennial Hall, and Sunday on an Allen Marine cruise that leaves Crescent Harbor at 6. And then, of course, today at 12:15 for Box Lunch. So you can hear their wonderful music on any of those evenings. And thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning.
Thank you for having
us. Absolutely.
Thanks,
Catherine.
Thanks.